Olden and the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time left.
Don't say that.
Sorry, I said it.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
We're going to talk about coffee. This is a Turkish proverb. Coffee should be black as night, strong as death, sweet as love, and hot as hell. So,
Janet, when did you first start drinking coffee?
I was an adult for sure. I never wanted to drink coffee. The insipid stuff that our parents drank, ick, no. So, I don't know, in my 20s.
In your 20s. College?
Maybe.
Did you like it at first?
I don't even remember.
What's been your journey with coffee, Janet?
Journey with coffee. I don't remember much, except I remember quite a few years ago, you introduced me to what I now call coffee dope.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I used
creamer.
I loved it. I loved it, and I used it in my coffee all the time.
Like hazelnut.
And I think I gained a lot of weight on it. And then I just said, I have to quit. I have to. So I quit using it. And now I drink it black. Now we grind nice, good beans. And we use a coffee pot that's probably from 1920 and a filter. And we just pour it right in there. Once in a while, we have someone like watch our house for us. They can't figure out how to make coffee. You know, you don't just push a button and it comes out. What about you?
Well, for me, I started after college when I got married, I think. I think it was a sign to me that I was an adult doing an adult thing, because I had always seen Mom with our neighbor, Renee. Sitting at the table, gabbing and having a cup of coffee. So that was my role model. I used to have about 3 cups a day, and that seemed like a lot to me. You?
I would say 3 small cups a day.
Okay. Were you ever called a coffee snob?
Yeah, but not by anyone I seriously that I cared about.
Well, I guess you'd call me one. I prefer to be called a coffee lover. It sounds nicer. I don't do instant coffee or blends or spiced coffees or the popular little Keurig cups. And I confess, I'm not learned in all the variations of coffee at, say, Starbucks or the local cafe. I just know what I like.
It reminds me of that meme you see. Someone's at a Starbucks, and the person waiting on the person says, "Do we have a flavor called plain coffee?" Yeah,
that's mine. In fact, I don't even do real coffee, just decaf. I know.
You see the face I'm making.
Yes. Even my son says, "Mom, what's the point?"
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a caffeinator, but that was before I had 9 surgeries. And at that time, they didn't allow you to have coffee before the procedure. Consequently, I would get migraines that were worse than the surgery ever could have been without painkillers. And finally, I decided, you know, I've got to kick the caffeine habit if I'm going to survive the surgery. So I weaned myself over the course of 2 weeks. I'd have like a fourth of a cup less until finally I was done. And I was extremely elated that I no longer had a caffeine addiction. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to being a decaf coffee lover.
Now, wait a minute, though. It reminds me of something my doctor, my former doctor, said. He had gone to Haiti. Oh, it was maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, there was some big crisis. And his biggest problem there was he couldn't get coffee, and he had this horrible headache for days.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, he said, "That's it. I'm never going to let this happen to me again."
Yeah. It's like It is. It's an addiction that your body has, and we all love it because we love coffee and we don't want to give it up. But you don't want the migraines. I certainly didn't. Anyway, being a decaf coffee lover now, whenever we travel abroad, we sometimes tour a coffee plantation. That was the
case.
That's
funny. We tour the tequila plantations.
Coffee for me. That was the case in Jamaica once, and I absolutely love the Blue Mountain coffee. But hey, I'm retired, and I can't afford the cost. Do you know it costs $299 a pound?
I cannot believe that. How can that be?
I remember when we were in Jamaica, my other half kept asking for more coffee in the morning, and pretty soon they stopped bringing it because it was so expensive and they didn't want to use it all on one person. Well, so then we went to Costa Rica, and at the plantation I tried another brand, and it was pretty good, though I can no longer recall the name. But when we went to Hawaii, I fell in love with Hawaiian Paradise decaffeinated whole bean coffee. I call it HP for Hawaiian Paradise. I started buying it in bulk. 3 24-ounce bags, now listen to this, for a little over $62 with free shipping. That worked out to just $20 a bag, which, get this, lasted me a month, or $5 a week, or less than a dollar a day. And I used the grounds twice each day, so voila, it was as cheap as me.
I don't have to add anything to that comment then.
Then this month, when I ordered, the price went up to almost $83. Plus, there was no discount. And I called about it, and they said, COVID was over, so no more discounts.
Too bad,
I was
lady.
Like, what? So I had to say goodbye to a three-year love affair with HP Coffee. Now, what was I going to do? It was like losing one's favorite hairstylist because she moved, and you're stuck trying to find another one before the white at the roots grows out, you know? It consumed me. I spent days on the internet reading various decaf coffee reviews, and I looked and compared prices, and I finally decided I was just going to have to settle, just like you do with a new hairstylist. After all, they both have to prove themselves worthy of your time and money. And I only had 1 week before my Hawaiian coffee ran out.
No.
Well, actually, I still have a small amount that I froze. I don't ever want to use it. It's like, I still have it. And I knew I'd miss it regardless. I guard it religiously. Well, if I wanted free shipping, I had to buy 2 packages of this unknown coffee. So I bit the bullet, and it arrived 1 day before I was out of HP. Oh, happy day. I tried it out immediately, and guess what? I now have a new love in my life.
Oh, kissy, kissy, kissy.
I'm now a fervent fan of San Francisco's Bay Bridge decaf blend. Hmm. It costs less, and now I splurge by having 2 completely new cups of coffee a day.
Whoa.
Yeah. And do you know what goes best with a cup of coffee? Another cup.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a sweet roll or something.
That too.
Well, what a happy ending. I'm so glad for you, Nancy. I hate to see you have to go without coffee.
Oh,
in
thanks.
Any way.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious. Some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show today.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. Music by Hall and Sidnor.